Mornings are electric. It's Nick Harcourt at 88.5 FM, our guest in studio. We've been talking about this for 2.5 years, man. It's fantastic, Negrito. Welcome.
The spaceship has landed.
Full band live in studio this morning. And thank you, everybody, for coming. You want to introduce everybody in the studio with you?
Sure. First of all, to my left, you can't see him. He's wearing a floral patterned shirt.
Looks very nice.
Yeah, his name is not Nick Harcourt. He is a bass player. And he's from the Bay Area, like all of us. His name's Mike Sciono. Then on the drums, he didn't really wear the shirt that we wanted him to wear. We bought it for him, and he rejected it. He rejected our advances. But he's a hell of a drummer. His name is Darian Gray. And then, look at him, he's nervous now. Look at you. This guy's wearing green suspenders. Now, he listens. Now, that's how you look when you're playing Fantastic Negrito and the band that'll kill you. They call him the Professor Brian Simmons. And then to the right, he's doing okay. His name is the Chilean Tomas Salcedo.
Welcome.
We're going to get him a new shirt, too.
Everybody. There's a tie-on in there as well with the professor.
Mm-hmm. You got to learn him.
You got to dress up for the radio. Hey, listen, good to see you. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about what's been going on. Arroyo Seco this weekend. You guys came into town a day early to do this. We're grateful to have you here. And you're going to play two songs. What are you going to start off with?
Well, let's start off with something that we all know the state of mind that we're in, and that's Plastic Hamburgers. And then we'll do the Duffler. Ow! Oh, yeah! Oh. American Pill will wreck and kill. American Pill will wreck and kill. Twitching hand, the 50-foot wall of addiction land. Do you understand? Let's break out these chains, burn it down. Break out these chains, burn it down. Break out these chains, burn it down.
Break out these chains and burn it down.
Yeah! Mm. Wake up! Yeah! Number 9 is penis underneath our dress. She wanted everything that it did not have. And if it keeps crying, everything that sells, American pills gonna wreck and kill. Yes, it will.
But we got to
pick up these things and burn it down. Pick up these chains and burn it down. Pick up these chains and burn it down. Break out these chains, gonna burn.
Yeah.
so, so sorry. And I blame all those things that are wrong with my life.
Oh, the conspiracy, yeah.
Welcome into my, my life. I said I want to welcome you to my life.
I just thought you were going to keep going.
Well, I always keep going.
So I was making some coffee.
That's my winning. I always keep going and going. Sometimes I go too much.
You can never go too much.
Well, that dollar in the window says otherwise.
Well, what's the last song you're going to play for us? Just as I have an idea of how long we have to talk right now, because we've got about 9 minutes left before the end of the hour.
9 minutes is a good length of time.
How long is the last song?
I would say that we're going to play A Cold November Street, and it's probably 3.5 to 4 minutes.
All right, so we got about 5.5 minutes to talk.
Let's talk about life, man.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, I tell you, it's nothing about how I'm doing. See, I'm doing better than some, but I'm not doing as good as others. And I'm somewhere in the middle. See, I got a philosophy. I got a strategy. I got tactics.
Lay it on me.
I don't get too happy, my brother, and I don't get too sad. I like the coast right there in the middle. That's way I'm never disappointed.
So you're riding down the road with the Buddha, basically.
I mean, if he's there, I'm riding with him. If he needs a ride, you know,
you're going to pick him up?
I'll pick him up.
All right.
I'll pick them all up. If you roll with me, you going to roll shotgun?
I'm with you.
Hey, if you roll shotgun.
Me, you, and the Buddha.
The Buddha and whoever else got love in their hearts. See, we're with the tribe with love in their hearts. Fantastic Negrito. I call it Negrito Nation. They know who they are out there on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Negrito Nation. I'm here with Nick Harcourt. He was one of the first believers.
Listen, when I met you 2.5 years ago.
I was on the street corner begging for change.
That's what I do when I get off the air here every day.
It's fun.
When I met you a couple of years ago, you came in and you did a solo set for my web series, Transmissions. Right. And I remember at the time you were like, you got to have me back with the band. And
right.
Unfortunately, that show didn't make it past the first season, so
That's
we couldn't
okay.
do that. And then you've been in here twice. The first time I remember you were banging away on that piano there.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, you got to have me back with the band.
That's right.
And then the last time you were here, which is not that long ago, I guess, just before the record came out, you were like,
yes.
You got to have me back with the band.
Yes.
So here we are.
We're here.
With the band.
The band.
The roof is still on, just about.
Well, it's good, man. You know, the band is an amazing thing. You know, I met most of my band on the street, you know, busking. You know what I mean? And that's how you got to do it. It's time for the real artists to step up. And, you know, the gatekeeper tries to keep us all out and tells us that we should fit into their repressive fantasy of how they see the world. And I see artists, we have a chance to smash that And I'm happy to be on the front line to smash that notion, because it really depresses people, and it makes people feel very sad when you're trying to fit them into the box that you want them to be in. And that's what Negrito Nation's all about.
I do believe that the whole idea of art is to challenge the status quo.
You got to challenge, man. I know I got a good song when I feel uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I feel like, oh, man, did I say that? Okay, we got something here. I'm not sure. Yeah, we have to challenge them, or look what's happened, you know. No matter where you stand on the spectrum, this is not good where we are.
These are crazy days.
Yeah, these are crazy days, but it's, you know, it's good for artists. I encourage all our artists that in this hour to feel empowered and get out there, and this is the movement, man. The people need you.
When you were here a month or two ago, we were talking about the album, which is out now. It's called Please Don't Be Dead.
Yes.
And we talked about that collection of songs at the time. But very quickly, we've probably got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left here before we jam out of here, or before you jam us out of here. When you look at this collection of songs, obviously you've been writing songs for a while, recording for a while, under the name Fantastic Negrito.
Yes.
For a couple of albums now. Where does this set of songs sit for you now that they've written, recorded, and you're out playing them as well?
Well, I like to look at the songs like this. As a producer, I like to fire the producer from the last record always, which also happens to be me. But I like to get rid of that guy and let's push, you know what I mean? And let's get rid of this notion that we have to make this commodity, this weird product that we don't give the public and people enough credit, because they're really interesting, sophisticated, and intelligent people who I like to challenge my listeners, and I like to challenge myself when I'm writing and when I'm in the studio. And I feel like these songs are important on Please Don't Be Dead because they're really a reflection of the times that we're living in. We look around, and it's just very tumultuous, and there's so many things happening. And I wrote this collection of songs really based on my not only observation as the last record, but my willingness to get on the front line and fight.
You've also been out pretty relentlessly touring for a couple of years as well. What has that experience brought back to your songwriting? I know you spend a lot of time in Europe,
yes.
A lot of time touring the States as well, with your good friend Chris Cornell.
My good friend Chris.
What did you bring back from that experience of touring with him and seeing the rest of the world a couple of times around now?
Well, one thing, when you were touring with someone like him, you were looking at a consummate pro, and you're looking at someone who is so in-tuned and so connected to his audience, and he had a way up there on that stage. So there was many nights in Scandinavia that I would watch Chris Cornell and just learn from him. And it was an incredible experience of a lifetime. Because I didn't think I really knew how to play to 3,000 people sitting down. That's a whole different talent. And it's great. The main thing is that we make this music and that we connect with people. And that's why I wrote this album, Please Don't Be Dead, around the universal rift. When I was in Norway, wherever I was, and I saw there's Nazis marching in the streets in North Carolina, I thought to myself, I bet you they like Johnny B. Good, one of the greatest riffs of all time. And I think that the one thing that unites us is music. And when I was writing the album, I thought, you know what? It's going to be all about riffs, all about the bass guitar, all about groove, and all about the chant. It's so tribal. It's in our DNA. The oldest thing in the world is that we hear something and we gather around the campfire, you know, 50,000 years ago, and we unite. And I think people can do that.
Arroyo Seco this weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fire. Bring fire extinguishers.
Thanks. Thanks for coming in and bringing the band. I'm going to let you play us out. What's the final song?
We're going to play a song called A Cold November Street, because it goes easy on my vocals this early in the morning.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, man. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me, man. Love you, brother.
Thanks, everybody else, yes, for being in the studio. Fantastic Negrito taking us out at the top of the hour. It's Garrison. And then Mr. Andy Chanley with your drive home. Fantastic Negrito at Arroyo Seco this weekend, I can almost speak. All right.
Sorry, I'm sad. I'm in the morning, same time in the evening.
some things may never change. Yeah, a boy, he's a man, and there's really no chance. He's standing next to me in a whole world stares like he's really not there on a cold November street. There's a boy and he's a man, and there's really no chance that the sun will shine on him. And the whole world smiles while they're passing him by on a cold November street. Same time in the morning, same time in the evening, same time in the morning. Some things may never change. There's a neighborhood store and I'm really not sure if they act so neighborly. Barricaded inside from the struggles and cries from the sons of kings and queens. There's a boy, she's a girl, and I'm really not sure what all it really means. When the old man cries, he's a woman sometimes on a cold November street. Same time in the morning, same time in the evening, same time in the morning. Some things may never change.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh.
Change.